Hello, welcome to Breakfast Bad.
I can swear that 1 second in.
We can swear ever and cough. Let's get all them out of the way.
My mum listens to this and she says you need to stop smoking because you just cough all the time.
Yeah. Really?
You do, it is a notable, like my swearing.
Who's she? My mother?
Punctuates things. Your coughing punctuates things.
I think it's one of the things that people really like about the show.
In fact, she gave us two bits of advice. She said stop coughing. She said, like, try and do an episode without saying the word like.
Oh, yeah.
Was that directed at me as well?
I think I'm quite guilty of doing that.
I'm awful for that.
Like, is this hello?
Yeah, I think so. Or is it just hello to your mum?
Okay, welcome to Breakfast Bad. I'm here with Owen and Steph. Owen, why is it called Breakfast Bad?
Because we like breakfast and we like Breaking Bad. I've ruined it already.
Steph? What did you have breakfast? It's a lot we're drunk.
Let's get drunk. That'd be really good. I had a small bowl of crunchy nut cornflakes because I knew we were going to eat all the food when we got here, but I couldn't wait that long.
We didn't eat all the food when we get here.
No, we didn't eat any food.
Okay, what did you have for breakfast too?
For breakfast too, I had a bacon sandwich on granary bread and all the cookies and things.
Owen, what did you have for breakfast one?
So I had Weetabix with crunchy nut cornflakes and banana and
Weetabix and crunchy nut cornflakes don't go together.
Oh, it's a powerful combination.
It's two cereals in one.
Yeah, but it's like soft and crunchy.
Yeah, exactly. What a juxtaposition.
That'd be like eating a tortoise.
Less crunchy than that. I think there's a middle ground. But so then I had a bacon sandwich and a sausage sandwich, and what have I eaten so far of this?
Nothing.
The beanies, that was me. That not you?
Got all the cake to go.
Okay. What did you have, Kevin?
Sausage sandwich, sausage roll.
Did you not have
bacon roll?
One?
No, I didn't have a breakfast one.
Mm.
Oh. No.
The tables have turned.
Yeah. So you two have literally eaten more than me so far today.
Wow.
Yeah.
But when we're in days, let's just remember the fact that there was a pack of six, like, really big cupcakes, and Kev was like, I've got so much food by my mouth. Kev was like, should we get these? And I was like, no. And then there was a whole buttercream sponge. Kev like picked it up. Should we get this? And I was like, no. If you have to ask, shall we eat this? The answer is no.
Oh, dear. Okay.
FYI, don't eat the muffin before you try and talk.
You had so much of it on your lips.
I know.
Oh, I've got to say, a moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips. Really? That's what they say, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, are we doing that thing?
I think that turtle's back. which
wasn't until then.
Down, 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 down.
What okay. was that?
We
it was the live version.
Okay. It's just that you told me that you wanted to, like, you said that I'd cut to that too quickly.
Oh, okay.
You wanted
to have so what have we been up to?
What have you been up to, eh?
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. When was the last time we did this? It feels like it was a while ago.
It was a long time ago.
Oh, you just called out that hole in Denmark.
This episode.
Yeah, this is going to be, this is the final episode of Series 1. We're going to have a little break. We're going to release a best of. Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah? As long as you guys help me out, because I think it's going to take fucking ages.
Yeah, all right. No need to swear.
Your mum listens to this.
And my dad as well, but he didn't tell me off about the swearing, so I think we're all right.
Dad loves to swear. this is the last episode of this series, and then the new series will probably start end of September. Is that-ish?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Go on.
I was going to say, we should do a Halloween episode. That's not so long ago.
And she's back.
my dad, he did have one thing to say about the show. He said he called us on picking on you, Steph.
Yes, that's why your dad's the best one.
Yeah, he said that we were a bit mean to her.
Jesus.
Now, if we might need to sort it out, otherwise we might get like a sexual harassment in the workplace.
I don't think we sexually harass her.
Maybe it's just harassment thing.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Not all harassment is sexual.
And edit.
Something good happened to me the other day. As you know, like I've mentioned Rick Witter a few times on the show from Shed 7, and I tweeted him the other day just to sort of say, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. Because he's like tweeted some of our episodes and stuff, and whenever he does, we get a massive spike in listens. So I messaged him the other day and asked him if he would do a telephone interview, and he messaged straight back and said, yeah, sure.
Awesome. Are we going to do that now?
No, we're not going to do that now.
Is that going to be
season
2?
I haven't got his phone number. Yeah,
should we see if for every episode of season 2 we can get like a special celebrity guest interview?
Okay.
I can't think of any others that we've had to get.
Tom would do one, wouldn't he?
Tom would do one.
Tom C. Mop.
James Bay, maybe?
I think he's probably way too big time for us.
His album's just gone platinum.
Yeah.
How many does that mean it's sold?
Is it 100,000?
No, more than that.
A billion?
Yeah. Not a billion.
Is it a million?
I think it's a million.
That must mean he's a millionaire.
Gold, yeah, is maybe 500,000, then platinum.
Yeah. He must be a millionaire.
I need more breakfast.
Maybe what you could do is...
You know, he's touring the world, he's a millionaire, but is he happy?
problem. Probably more happy than we are.
He probably doesn't eat as much.
What you could do is message him on Facebook, like in a normal conversation, but then you could put on a James Bay voice and we'd recreate it over the phone.
Are you good at James Bay voice?
I don't even know really what his voice sounds like. It just sounds like he's from Hitchin, doesn't he? Mm. How much do you think you could pay? How much do you think you could pay Alex to do a James Bay voice? I think we're going to need a bigger budget.
Alex Bay is James Bay's brother, by the way. Oh dear.
Anyway,
I've been to Denmark.
I've been to Denmark. I feel like I've bloody left.
Have you been to Denmark, Steph?
No.
I'm going to Norway tomorrow.
Wow.
Norway. No, I am.
What are you doing there?
I'm rocking out for 3 nights, aren't I?
Oh yeah. You like that one, don't you?
Yeah, it's a nice place.
Is that the one where you cried?
Why did I cry?
What?
I thought you cried just because it was really good.
What? That doesn't feel like something.
I thought you did a gig and like
I feel like that's something he told you in confidence.
Maybe. I'm sure you did a gig in Norway and it was so good that you just started crying.
Are you sure that wasn't you?
I'm gonna just delete this whole section.
I'm sure you did.
No, you're talking about Austria and I didn't cry.
Oh,
I didn't cry, it was just a beautiful moment. They were all singing back and it was nice.
Did you cry?
Maybe. No, I don't think so.
Steph, have you ever cried while performing?
Why does it always
This is a whole other section, crime acting.
Crime acting? I've never even heard that as a thing.
Did you not know that's a thing? Yeah. Oh, wow. So it's like, I think probably Cosmo taught me it, like, but it's usually used for like a guy, so like, after he reaches the desired effect, he cries, because it's such a release of emotion. It's a thing.
I've never done that.
No. Yeah, it's a thing.
We must be doing it wrong. Yeah. All right.
Have I ever cried while performing? No. I don't think so. I think I've got really upset at that. I've got really angry while performing at that.
That's the opposite.
At that gig we played on the White Hart, that St. Paddy's night.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And that Irish woman, yeah. And I swore at her.
Yeah. It's very rare that I go through any decent gig. I can't really get through without having a little tear in the eye.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's rare for you to go a day without crying.
Like I've done that thing. Like I remember playing down the Vic once. And it was just like everyone was there. Everyone I've ever met in my life was there. Everyone was singing along.
I was there.
Yeah, we both.
You two weren't. You two weren't there.
#rude.
And then I just remember sort of like doing a little sort of. Everything felt normal. I was just like, I just want to say, guys, it's been amazing tonight. And like, I just started crying while I was talking. And I was like, next song.
I watched a video yesterday of Taylor Swift giving like an inspirational speech at her gig on Wednesday, and I cried.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, oh, it was so lovely.
Love a good cry.
I hate crying.
Really?
It's the worst thing ever. We had people around last night and I made them watch The Cove, which is a really, really horrible
movie. Isn't like light entertainment for a family gathering?
No, it wasn't family, it was friends.
Oh, well, there you go. Perfect. Mask of the Dolphins in front of your friends.
Yeah, and I was like, guys, we can watch this. Like, you can come around for dinner and get an education. And I had to like, at one point, pretend that like I had to do something with Thomas. Can you please bite that? I had to do something with Thomas. And then I went upstairs and had to FaceTime Josh and Andrew to get out of the stress of it all. So... Don't watch it. It's bad.
Do you find it more upsetting than Blackfish?
I haven't seen Blackfish.
What?
Will won't watch it. And I really wanted to watch it, so I might watch it on my own.
Does he love SeaWorld?
No, he just doesn't like documentaries. He only likes documentaries that are like
that's
about
very,
World
that's
War
That's a very broad thing to rule out.
Yeah, what about Super Size Me?
Yeah, I made him watch that.
I watched that this morning and last night.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Did you finish it off from the fact that you didn't
yeah.
watch it this morning?
Yeah. Yeah, literally finished it like... I finished it and then went to do a
wanted to watch it again
PT
really
session, and then it obviously had no effect on me because I've just done nothing but stuff on my face ever since.
I like that Michael Moore films are good.
Yeah,
he's good. Oh, something horrible happened to me the other day, speaking of Michael Moore. Like, Tom had a baseball cap in the car, and I put it on, and I looked around, and I was like, do you look like Tom Cruise? And, like, just looked at me, and I looked in the mirror, and I looked more like Michael Moore. or maybe, what's his name, Star Wars director? George Lucas, he always has a...
Spielberg's quite into his caps as well, isn't he?
Oh, that was a disappointing moment.
Do you think maybe we should end the section now?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Breakfast
News.
News. News, is it news time now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really like the cough at the end of the news
thing.
Waka waka. Okay, in the news, Jose Mourinho, Chelsea have had a really bad start to the season.
Yeah, they have.
There's no denying it.
I don't want to talk about this.
No, well, Steph's a Chelsea fan, and me and Owen are hot chick fans, so we thought we could talk about it. Yeah, he blamed...
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
In Series 2, can we please go without using the phrase hot chick? That would be... That'd just be great.
What... I feel like that there aren't many other words. Like, that's a very specific thing. Like, it's like, if I was to ask you to describe that, that's a glass of water, isn't it? You can't really describe it many other ways.
No.
Okay, I mean, carry on. I'm dying to hear what he says.
What's, like, an alternative for hot chick?
Pretty girl?
Maybe okay. That was that thing that I do where something maybe niggles me and then it comes out at the wrong time, because that was probably the only time you use it, but... Like when you said about, were we talking about airplanes, about a hot chick flying an airplane? Was that thing? Did I dream that?
I don't think that's happened.
Wow.
Okay. Never mind. Carry on.
Like, Steph, do you sometimes get angry at me and Owen because you've just dreamt loads of stuff?
I think so.
You woke up in the morning like, fucking wankers.
I think so.
Well, anyway, they've got a very pretty girl called Eva Knievel. No, what's her name?
Eva Knievel.
Eva Knievel.
Yeah, let's go with that.
But she, like, do you find her attractive? Because she's out of your bracket.
Yeah, she's...
What age bracket?
Yeah. She's actually the same age as me.
Is she?
Yeah, bracket. She's 41.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Fair play.
Thank you.
she's all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. I haven't got anything else to say about it.
Okay. We don't think she should be sacked.
I don't really know much about what happened. I was away.
Sam Marino was just being a bit of a dick about it. But basically, someone got injured, and then she went on the pitch to treat them. And then because she went on the pitch... Even though she was the second one to go on, wasn't she? There was two of them, so she followed the other guy on to the pitch.
Did the other guy get sacked as well, but no one's heard about it because he's a guy and not a girl?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. No, well, like, basically, like, because she's more in the spotlight, he like said, she should know better, she shouldn't go on the pitch. Cause...
I don't think he ever said she. I think that would have probably
been my friend.
What
do you think he said, hot chick?
No, I think he said, I think he was non-gender specific, and I think he said that they should know, whoever it is, should know more, understand the game more.
Okay, well, the thing is with Chelsea... Like the rule is, right, because they came on the pitch, the player had to come off, so then they were temporarily down to 9 men while he got treated. But on another day, like, if she hadn't gone on the pitch, like, he'd be like, oh, they didn't go on the pitch, and now my player's nearly dead. Do you know what I mean? It was Eden Hazard as well, that only the week before he was saying doesn't get enough protection and he's always getting, like, knocks. Like, now he doesn't want the physios to go on the pitch to treat him.
He doesn't want the physios to come on and protect him, though. He wants the referees to do more about it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think Owen's right in the fact that it's only hit the spotlight because it's her... Like, and everyone's gone, oh, she's been fired. Like,
well, no, I think
would
it's
anyone
hit the spotlight.
Care if a normal guy got fired? No, they wouldn't.
Yeah, I'd be furious if someone got fired for being a physio and coming onto the pitch to treat a player.
Wouldn't make the paper.
Your actual job.
I bet
it made the paper because Mourinho put it in the paper. He's the one that came out. He could have just said to her behind closed doors, he shouldn't have done that, but he made a thing out of it to detract away from the bad performance.
I bet it happens all the time, like people making mistakes and getting fired and things, and I don't think there's a story here.
I don't... It's definitely a story here. It's been on the front pages. There's nothing to see here. All right, moving on.
What other news is there?
Okay, something happened in Dublin where a giant inflatable minion causes havoc in Dublin. Do you know if you saw this story? Look at that picture of that minion.
I saw that picture on Facebook.
Yeah? Well, the thing that I like about it is the story has, like, virtually no information.
It just says, our podcast.
It just says the police were called to the scene. A giant prop was stopped... it caused some traffic problems at around 3 p.m. It's been reported that a motorist wing mirror was damaged, but nobody was injured. And it doesn't even know where it came from. It says it may have come from a nearby fair.
Or it may have come from Mars.
Yeah, Russian spy technique.
I don't know how they managed to write an article about it, to be honest.
I like it when you get those ones. There was one the other day that was going around from, like, a really old-time paper... about a man, the police being called, because a man was stopping at every house. It turned out he was just a mailman. And, like, they'd called the police out for it, like, back in the 50s, and the policeman would, like, they interviewed the mailman and let him go on about his day. Like, that was the news.
Excellent.
What else have you got, Owen?
I haven't been reading up on much news, so I'm just going to get something from your list here. What does that say? Turtles.
Tattoos.
Oh.
I got some tattoo news.
Please have got some tattoos.
No.
Would you ever get tattoos?
Well, I might do in a minute, once I tell you this. Okay, Robbie Williams has got a tattoo on his arm.
He's got a bunch.
On his arm. And it's got 10.23 on it. That's what it says on the tattoo. Do you know what it means?
No, is it the No, I don't know what
it is. It's the 10th letter of the alphabet and the 23rd letter of the alphabet.
Oh, okay.
Is it his initials?
No, it's Jonathan Wilkes' initials. And Jonathan Wilkes has got a tattoo on his arm. That's got 1823 for RW for Robbie Williams as well.
Okay.
So I was thinking maybe us three should get one.
It's strong. Also, you do realise you would then have the letters SS tattooed on you.
No.
Well, you wouldn't have the letters, but that's what it would symbolise.
I think it would probably impact me less than it would impact you guys.
Yeah.
Where do you think I should get it if I get one?
On your neck, just below your ear.
On each side.
So instant.
Yeah.
Well, have you got any tattoos there? Yeah, you've got that ankle. Do you think about getting more?
Yeah, I really want some more, actually.
I remember when we used to have, like, a no phones rule on the show.
Harsh.
Ding. Not really, we never had that rule. You always answer.
Let the standard slip by episode 20.
That's my own issue, because being a girl is a bit different, I think, and having you've either kind of got to go all out or not at all. And basically my main issue is my dad would hate it if I got married and he could see like tattoos.
Would you get one of those ones like sort of there on the lower of the back? I didn't touch you.
Tramp stamp.
The tramp stamp. Yeah. There. No.
No?
No. I'd probably get one on my ribs.
What don't you like about the tramp stamp, Steph?
I think it's quite a specific type of tattoo for a girl to have. Like usually there's a butterfly or like a something there.
Something nice and tribal.
Yeah, I was going to say tribal, but I thought to steer away from that.
For our listeners, Owen has a tramp stamp.
But again, he's also got many other tattoos. Like, I just don't think it's a tattoo for me.
Okay.
Did you decide what you are going to get?
No, there's a couple of things I want to get, but I don't.
I saw a programme called Tattoo Fixers, and there was a girl.
I've got that on record, I love that.
Yeah, I've been quite enjoying it. I've watched a few episodes. There was a girl on the first episode that I watched, and she had a little, I think it was some boxing gloves. I think her ex-boyfriend was a boxer, so she got these horrible little boxing gloves on her ankle. And she hid them from her dad for years and years. Like, oh fuck, I keep saying like. Maybe 10 years or so she hid it. And then she showed him, but she said, like, look, I'm going to get it covered up. And he was so disappointed. Like, he just, like, turned around and walked straight out. So she went down to this tattoo fixers thing. And what she did was she got this absolutely enormous, like, rose thing that covered it and looked... just it's horrible, and it like took up her whole foot rather than these tiny like boxing gloves. It was weird.
I don't understand about that show is.
I don't think I saw his reaction, but I can't imagine he would have been.
Because a lot of the times they do that. They have these really really small tattoos and they get them covered up. There was a girl who had gash on like the front of her leg, and so it's probably only this big, and she got it covered up with a seahorse that went nearly up to her knee. Yeah. And I was like, why would you not just get that removed? It's that small. Like
I hid my first tattoo for maybe...
Which one was your first one?
So you can't see it anymore because I've got it covered up. Because it was... I was 15 when I got it.
And
it
I think that's even legal.
Well, no, probably not, but they were a bit less strict on it back then.
Yeah.
So my first ever paycheck...
You drank?
No, I got this job at KFC and for some reason...
Again, tattoo. Not legal.
I got paid in that, and I just decided I went into Stevenage Old Town with my buddy Toby.
It's not a picture of the Colonel, is it?
Well, no, I just picked basically the only one that I could afford. It was this like little black tribal one, but it was on like a purple background. I thought, I don't want it on a purple background, that's a bit girly. I want it on a red background. So I was like, all right. So he sort of did it, and he tried to catch me out about my age a few times. Like, good day at school today. I was like, yeah, no, I've been working at KFC. But then when I saw it on my arm, this tribal thing with the red background, it turned out it looked quite a lot like a swastika.
Really? Oh god,
a little bit. No one else ever said that to me, but to me that's kind of what it looked like. So as soon as I could, I got it like extended and changed and stuff. But I can't remember what my story was. Oh, but yeah, I hid it from my parents for ages and ages. Like I'd either keep it covered up, or a few times like they sort of saw it and they're like, what that? And I was like, oh, it's just a transfer. And like a year later, what's that? I was like, yeah, I've got a bag of 1,000 of them. And then when I moved out, I think I saw them like maybe a year after that, and like both arms were covered. I was like, oh, this happened.
Yeah. My dad didn't speak to me for like 3 days when I got my tattoo.
Really?
Yeah. So, but like Helen, my sister has one, like the other way around of a tramp stamp, which has it like there. And she covered it, obviously, because you don't see that area very often. But we were having dinner once, and she stretched like that, and it could like just be seen out the top of her trousers. And my dad was like, what is that? But like, she didn't live with us at that time, so it was okay. But yeah.
So I've often thought, like, I don't think my skin is, like, would be that good for tattoos.
Because it's red.
Let's say what you see.
You still wouldn't have to get the background put on if I had one of our own sauce stickers. But I think the one thing that might be quite good, because you know, like this works really well now, because I go to Denmark a lot, and because I like bacon, I'd get the, you know, like when you get like Danish bacon, you get that stamp on it. Thought, like, get that on my arse, like Danish, just Danish,
I would,
like that.
I would pay for you to do that.
Yeah.
Imagine that though, in Denmark as well.
Let's turn this shit off.
My mum said that for her 50th birthday, she wanted to get a tattoo on her bum.
Really?
Well, which is so opposite of my mum. Like, perhaps, she's so conservative.
Perhaps me and Mrs. Scott can go together.
Yeah.
We might do as a deal.
I think my dad would like that.
You know how you hear these stories about people that, like, it's like one of these urban legends that people get, like, a W and a W on their cheeks so that when they say, like, wow. My brother is that urban legend.
Oh, my really? God.
Yeah, he did it. I don't know if he's got WoW or POW, but yeah, he did.
POW's a good. I hope he hasn't got POW.
So I'll probably go with LL, so it's LOL.
LOL.
What was really funny, when my mum saying she wanted her like tattoo for the 50th, my dad went absolutely schizo and was like, don't you dare, like, blah, blah. And then, like, about a year and a half ago, he goes to, like, Barcelona and stuff with his friends all the time for, like, biking things.
Has he got a tattoo?
And no, he came back and he, like, my dad's like me, if you find something funny, he finds it really hard to tell you, he just starts laughing. And he's really, like, mischievous and, like, giggling. And I was like, what? And he just kept cracking up. And, like, my mum was, like, in the other bit of the house and he lifted up his shirt and he got his nipple pierced. And I was like, oh, my God! And like, I was laughing. And my mum was like, what are you laughing about? And came in and my dad was like... And I couldn't tell her. And then, like, he lifted it up and she just burst into tears and ran out the room. And I was like, oh, my God. And, like, apparently he'd been saying to her, like, I've got to tell you something. And she was like, what have you done? He's like, I did something on holiday. And she basically said, like, have you killed anyone? Have you got arrested? He said, no. And she said, have you had an affair? And he was like, no. And she was like, okay, then I don't mind what it is. And he couldn't tell her. He started laughing. And then she came in and saw that. She was like, this is worse. Like, honestly, it was so bad. I had to leave the house. And she didn't speak to him. Like, any time we spoke to her, she just burst into tears until he got it removed.
What is it with your family and, like...
I don't know.
Bodily mutilations.
I think because he'd been, like, so harsh on her about, like, getting this tattoo. And then he'd, like, gone... And I think because it's so not like my dad, I think it was like, who are you? Like, what have you become? So, but that was kind of funny.
Does he still wear it?
No, but also my sister got her nipple pierced when she was drunk, when she was younger, and hid it from my mum for absolutely ages.
Which sister?
Helen.
Oh, okay.
And stop picturing it, that's weird. And she only got found out when they went, like, dress shopping, and my aunt, like, because she didn't, like, she put something on, they could see it through the dress, and she was like, don't tell my mum. Literally, like, 2 hours later, it came out, and my mum was like, what have you done? But she had to get her removed.
Have you ever done that?
Can I ask a question, like, Helen might be able to answer this.
Yeah.
Like, if you've got it pierced, and, like, obviously your sister...
Does it always stay?
No, I was thinking, like, if ever you're breastfeeding, like, does it sort of shoot out at all angles?
It's the same thing as a belly button pierce, and she actually got hers removed, like, ages and ages ago, because it got really horrible.
Milk doesn't come out of the belly button.
No, but when you get pregnant, if you don't remove your belly button piercing, it will just either, like, the skin kind of grows into it or it, like, bursts. So it would be the same sort of thing.
So you have to take it. But it still have the holes, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah, I think so.
So would it sort of shoot off everywhere?
No, because it doesn't come out the side. It comes out the...
Yeah, but it's got a hole, like, right in the middle, right? It goes through, like...
I can't imagine anything more painful.
I saw Jamie get his tongue pierced and it's one of the most horrific things I've ever.
Why did you go and watch that?
Because we used to do weird shit together, didn't we? And so we went up, they pull it out with, like these clamp things, and then they put literally a nail through it. And then, like, he came downstairs and his just mouth just kept, wouldn't stop filling up with blood. We had to get him a notepad and he was just, like, spitting this blood everywhere. Mm. It was all massive for days and days. It was horrible.
And you're not allowed to eat, like, any spicy food or anything, are you?
He was on soup for, like, days. It was horrible.
I don't get...
Although, like, I quite like soups.
So. Letford's got his own place, hasn't he? But I... Like, he's the only person that I think of it as normal, like anyone else.
He's like a real proper, I think he's a weird businessman. I think it's quite... Yeah. Does he still wear it?
I don't think he... Like, up until a couple of years ago, he still did. Like,
I can still imagine.
I think a tongue piercing for a boy is a bit weird.
But that's what I mean. Any other boy, I think it's weird. But Letford, it just seems really normal.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm.
It must mean he's cool or something.
Yeah. He's got the skills to...
Would you ever get... Like a piercing.
I've had my ears pierced.
Like your nose.
I'd probably go nose and or eyebrow.
Or eyebrow.
I had my eyebrow.
I don't know if I could pull it off.
Was it you that was saying your eyebrow hair doesn't grow back properly?
I don't know if I was saying it, but you might have looked at me and thought that.
No, I was having this conversation with somebody the other day.
If that's the case, I'm definitely going to get one because look at this hair.
Oh, Jesus, that's like an antennae.
Yeah, they keep growing. I have to keep cutting them out.
Yeah,
that means
you're
an old man now.
A little man.
You could get like, you know, like, they look like nail scissors, but you can get them to...
Yeah.
Should we do all the scissors?
So I was thinking about getting my hair cut. I said to you the other day, because my hair's a little bit long. And like sometimes I just wake up and it looks like my, and it looks amazing. And the other day,
you say so yourself.
It does, though. You know, like,
it does, though. We can't
deny.
It's usually like Kevin.
You know, you like catch stuff in the mirror, you think, oh, yeah, that's all right.
Looking good, bro.
Yeah, and then other days you walk past and you're like, fuck. So yeah, I'm not really sure what to do. But like the thing that puts me off is like, like, to be fair, like, you, when I asked you what you take if you could take something off me one day, you said you'd have my hair because you'd rule the world if you had my hair.
I was part of that conversation. You definitely did say that.
I'd take your hair and then I could rule the world.
Oh, okay.
I feel
like that was probably a private conversation.
Did you cry afterwards? Because it's such a beautiful moment.
We've been banging on for like half an hour. Have we talked about any news yet?
No, I was going to say, the thing that puts me off the hairdressers is because I'm of that age now that when I go and they cut my hair,
they find the greats.
But they do that, you know, that thing where they sort of do that little sort of shaving around the back and the sides and stuff. He'll actually say this to me, like, do you want me to do the stuff in the ears? Like, don't say that, just do it. Like, why would I be growing that stuff?
You might be, that might be your thing.
Why would I? Oh, man. Yeah, I don't like that.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Good.
Oh. So what other news do you want to talk? Don't spit it back on the plate.
Well, do you want to just point to a new thing? Should we talk about the wee blind news, girl?
Yeah, wee blind girl.
Okay. So there was a woman who ordered a cake for her daughter and asked for it.
18th birthday.
18th birthday cake. Can we have a wee blonde girl on top? And it got auto-corrected to blind. So they got given this cake, which Kev was going to show you the photo of, but we don't have. Which is basically a little girl on top of the cake with like a white cane.
Oh, wow.
But she wasn't even blonde. Ironically, they made her dark haired.
Oh, wow.
Poor thing.
Crikey. She isn't blonde anyway. Yeah,
supposed to be the girl? Because she's not blonde.
I don't know.
Laura and her cake. Or maybe she ordered it as 21st birthday as well.
Oh, right.
Maybe she ordered it for her friend. Either way.
There's a little funny quote from them. There's one of my mum's friends that made the cake for Laura. At the last minute, mum texted her to ask her to put the wee blonde figure on top. I got the cake on Friday. Mum called us and asked if we could see anything wrong with it. We were a bit confused as to why there was a blind girl on top. Mum told us about the autocorrect mistake. Thankfully, we all saw the funny side of it, including my mum's friend. We're going to take it off the top because we weren't sure if it would be seen as offensive. Decided to keep it in the end. We all just laughed about it, uploaded it on Twitter, and it just went crazy.
You were going to talk about your autocorrect story off the back of that, weren't you?
Yeah, I had an autocorrect thing a little while ago. Autocorrect is a bitch, isn't it, sometimes?
Yeah.
Like me and you do it more than anyone, I think.
You guys just not proofread before you send?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
That would solve that problem, FYI.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But also, sometimes you do that thing where you know what you wanted to have written, so... I proofread text more. It's stuff like Facebook when I'm just sending
it. If I'm writing something long, I'd proofread it. But if I'm just sending Seth a text, I'll just send it and then...
I accidentally sent Owen a goat the other day.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you know the... like.
How did you post it?
It's just on the, like... What are they called? Like,
emoticons.
Yeah. And it obviously, for some reason...
Just randomly
I'd
just
obviously
got in
used
there.
One, and I don't even know why, and it just got in there. Like, I see you at practice, goat. I don't know what happened.
I had one where I texted Vic from the Victoria about a gig. Like, she hadn't got back to me for ages, and then she finally just got back to me. And I was like, I thought you weren't talking to me. Maybe I've got a bit of an overactive brain. And it came out as Brian.
Brian.
So I said, I've got an overactive Brian. She was like, he must be a nightmare.
Maybe you were gonna get an overactive thyroid. I thought this was the thing. I was like, that would be a good episode for it.
But you did one the other day, didn't you?
Yeah.
What was that? Was it the Lenny Kravitz one?
Lenny Kravitz trousers split, and like someone took a photo of it, and you could quite clearly see everything. And I sent it to you guys in a Facebook message, and I tried to write, you can see actual peen, and it auto-corrected it to, you can see actual Owen.
Implying that Owen is a penis.
Yeah, my phone obviously, at least it didn't auto-correct it to the goat. That could be a thing then.
I don't mind
the actual goat.
It would probably be a goat then, Lenny Kravitz's penis,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I also then tried to write ha ha ha, and it corrected it to Miss Haraf. I'd never even written that word, so, and I had to look up what it meant on Google.
It was weird because I think you said... Because you left it in there, and I went to say, like, something like, what the fuck is a Musaraf? And I put in, like, M-U-S, and it came up, you know, it, like, completes it for you.
Yeah.
It's like, Musaraf?
See what I mean?
What is it anyway?
He's like the president of like.
Why does my iPhone need to know about him?
Well, that's
yet it can't spell the. When you spell the wrong, it doesn't autocorrect that.
Yeah.
It makes me so angry.
Why do you spell the wrong?
It's like when you type in quickly. Oh my god, it makes me so angry. Like, don't autocorrect things to Musaraf or like Owen and put a goat on shit and shouting out my phone. when I write when I'm writing the really quickly, it doesn't know what that is, so it just leaves it as that. Like, that's a word.
It's probably because you do it more often than the.
Yeah.
What?
If you do it like
it should know. It should know.
Yeah, but if you do it, like, it might think that it's like one of your abbreviations. I could save it for the podcast. T-E-H.
Yeah.
What would that mean?
Take
everything.
Eggs
every
home.
Ham.
Take every. That would be really appropriate for you.
Take every
I also
ham.
Was writing the other day about dinner. And I'd written it in like a group conversation I had with a lot of other people, and I'd written that I was cooking slag bowl, and I was like, oh dear, that'd be an interesting dinner. They are good sometimes.
There's a word in either Finnish or Swedish, which is like, it's something to do with food. I don't know if we have any Swedish or Finnish listeners, but there is, and it's sometimes in the things which are hot, and the word is just slut. When you're in one of their
hot sluts,
when you're in one of their canteens or whatever, like just everything is slut.
And my friend was saying last night that he works with a lot of Japanese people, and the word for yes in Japanese is hi. So he's like, you're on the phone and they're just going hi like in the office, and he's like, shut up.
Constantly look around, alright,
yeah, so just say hello, everything would be so much easier.
They also have another one which is sh. Sounds a bit like sure. That's how I remember it.
What does that mean?
I think it's something similar. I mean, like,
sure.
Like, yeah, I mean sure.
I thought you were shushing me. It has been my full rage, my most hated thing.
They also say, they don't say, well, what I learnt to say was, ego ga karimasu ka?
What does that mean?
Do you speak English?
Oh.
And they'll be like,
no.
Okay, cool.
Bye bye.
Sure.
Just one more flower here and I'll be off.
Is that all the news?
But there's one more thing that I think like might interest you, Owen. There's been some spiders found on Mars.
There hasn't, though, has there?
There's been one big spider.
Well, to be honest, like, if they could send all the spiders to Mars, that'd solve the problem.
They send you
there with them. The other day, speaking of, like, Mars, like, I saw something the other day. I haven't read the full article, but it's like,
the thing they found on Mars that looks like Predator.
Yeah, that. Yeah, so have you
is
seen
that
it? It's creepy.
About?
No, but yeah, it's like they've got some footage of Mars, and there's like a hole in the thing, and there seems to be like a spider outside guarding it.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that thing.
So that's what this story is about.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That makes more sense.
Because you started making it sound like that was another thing.
No, there is another thing.
Oh, so there is another thing.
Right. Okay. Right. Like, let's just leave the spider on Mars because you don't want to talk about
it.
You don't
them,
like spiders.
Let's leave all of them up there.
But there's someone's just they've just been granted a patent. Is that what it's called, or a patent?
Yeah.
To make like a tower that goes into space. Like, all the way up into space.
It's going to get in the way.
I'm just probably
worried
about it
falling over.
Well,
but if a bird flies into it, and yeah, you don't have that, like, stability if it's tall and thin.
No,
if it falls over, like, it's going to wipe out, like, I don't know, everything.
Yeah, it's not good.
And but what
then,
if
then,
a plane
then,
flies
they
into
they haven't got
it?
The technology to do it yet. But they're going
surely you just need a really long stick.
I don't think you can climb up
what
a really
want?
Long stick.
Like a tower. What do you mean? Like a...
I don't know where it ends. Like, it's supposed to be going into space, but I don't see the point unless it's going
like
all the way...
Are we talking like a tower that I could go up?
You're talking about a block
or...
of flats?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like it's a way of getting stuff from Earth into space.
Like a dumb waiter.
Rather than using,
like a
rocket.
Like a sort of service elevator.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not sure how far it's going to go. Like for it to be any use, it needs to reach another planet, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think rather than do that, what they need to do is, like, just take that budget and put it into the teleportation.
Yeah.
Should we write a letter about this?
Yeah.
See, though, if they do sort out that teleportation thing... Like, yeah. You'd be able to teleport to another planet anyway.
Well, I presume that you'd need to go to the other planet to put the teleportation receiver there first.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it.
I mean, imagine it would sort
you,
of use satellites, wouldn't it?
Speculate.
I'm going to speculate that, yeah. Like, you'd only be able to teleport somewhere from on our planet to somewhere else on our planet because it would have to use some sort of satellite system.
Well, I think it would also probably have to use some kind of 3D printing thing as well. Have we talked about 3D printing?
Yeah.
Not on here.
Only loads. Yeah, we have.
No,
but like since our new revelation of you can do it in Asters.
No, we haven't spoken about it on here.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we did it on that radio show.
Oh, we did it on Flow Radio.
We can mention that.
That happened, didn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah, we can mention that now because it sort of ties in.
We haven't been and done it yet. Should we schedule that in for like maybe
where's
one
the nearest
week?
One to us?
There's one in
tell the listeners what's going on.
You can 3D print yourself, can't you?
Yeah.
You can print a 7-inch figure. I think it's £59
seven
for
inches.
An adult.
Yeah, but like it's in Asda in Watford, and what you do, you go in, you pay £59. We could all go in like in any position we want.
My hairband's in my thing. Carry on.
Been going like sort of like pulling funny faces or wearing clothes and it like
all wearing clothes.
Well, wearing I'm, funny clothes.
I'm, okay.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna get my hairband. Carry on, you're telling my way.
Jesus Christ. So she's left the room. She's actually left the room. And rude. You're eating.
Christ. Do a monologue.
Yeah, so you go into this thing and it scans you and then it prints out some basic, like, sort of, basically Action Man figures of you.
Yeah.
But, like, people have been going in their wedding clothes and stuff, wedding dresses, and, like, having them done and then putting them on cakes. Perhaps they're the blind girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we should do that.
Yeah, I'm up for it.
We can't do it next week.
You're on holiday.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Maybe what we should do Denmark is me and Aaron should go and print one and send it to you and then it'd be like we're on holiday with you.
I'd be so angry if you went and did that without me.
I know, we'd like to do it with. I was just saying, then you wouldn't be lonely.
Oh, we could all go and do one. Let's turn this shit off. Go and do one, and then you can take us like everywhere with you, really.
Lucy might think that's a really weird thing.
You can keep us in your pocket. What and then really every time like you have a disagreement, you could pull us out and be like, what do you guys think?
I think we should do a social experiment, and we should just go and get them and do that, and you should just keep them, like, and sometimes talk to them, and like not say anything to her about it, just as like it's just a normal thing. And if she ever questions you on it, just be like, what? And just carry on. See how long it is before she and the kids move out.
What I really wanted to do, like you see, like Daisy's got all that Playmobil stuff. We'd just get one of us printed and then just put them in with her stuff. So she's like playing with them, and then she's like,
"I recognise this guy.
Yeah.
These ones are new."
Yeah.
Well, it'd be like a real life Sims. Like, I'd be scared if I got one of someone, I'd end up like voodoo dolling it or something. And be like, "I wonder if this works." Worry.
Yeah. Well, the other worry would
be Lucy would come back and like you put you and Owen in your family bed together.
My other worry would be when it prints you, it might just come out as Lenny Kravitz's cock.
All 7 inches. okay. Is that the news?
Yeah. That's the section ender.
Because that's normally how long the episodes are. So I hope it is.
Wait. We ready?
Wait. Go.
Okay. I've got a question.
Okay.
I was on an aeroplane the other day.
Yeah.
I don't know how it flies.
No one does, do they?
I don't think they do.
Jet engines.
That's what cars have got engines.
Jet engines.
Well, how does it fly?
It's to do with three forces, isn't it? It's to do with the thrust, lift, and
the force.
Are we still talking about planes?
It's to do with.
You don't know, do you?
No one does.
No, I don't think they do. Steph, do you really know how a plane flies?
I just thought...
They're massive and they're made of metal.
I just thought there was enough, like, vroom, to make them fly.
They go fast and that, and then the way their wings are angled...
Is it because they're sloped like that?
The wind.
Is it to do with the wind?
Yeah, they... It's a bit like birds. You know when birds soar rather than flap?
Yeah.
Imagine if planes flapped.
Happy feet. I got those happy feet. There she is.
That would be good. But yeah, it's to do with that, isn't it?
So, my next question.
Yeah.
Is it to do with there being an atmosphere?
No.
As in, like, if you went so high in an aeroplane that you went out of the Earth's atmosphere and into space, what would happen then?
Well, there's no... Depending on how far in space you get, there's no gravity, is there? So you just float, wouldn't you?
There's no error about that. That's fact.
Okay.
Yeah. But helicopters are different, aren't they?
Yeah, because they...
Because they go round and round. But did you know that if a helicopter's blade stops spinning, they don't just, like, plummet to the earth. They have, like, things so that they...
Can glide.
Oh, really?
Glide down, yeah, apparently so.
All the films I've ever watched have just lied to me.
Yeah, because my brother, obviously doing the whole army thing, one of the things that he might be doing is avionics, like working on helicopters and things, and I went down and saw, and we went around the hangars of the army and that.
Really?
Yeah, saw Apache helicopters, that's what he's going
to
be working on.
Really? Would you be able to fly in one at some point?
I wouldn't have thought so. I sat in one, and I sat in a tank.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did it have guns on it?
Yeah, just a bit.
Did it have a...
Massive one.
Could you have fired something if you wanted to?
It's frowned upon.
Don't like
this is my
army.
Brother. Where's him?
Woohoo! Yeah, the other thing that they don't—they pointed out, which I guess is quite obvious—but they pointed out, and I was like, oh yeah, they don't have ejector seats in helicopters.
No, they wouldn't have that.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
What would they have as an alternative?
Just don't crash.
But they should have something that drops you out, like underneath.
Because your helicopters don't always have doors, do they? So you can just jump out the side.
I think it's best if you try and land it.
So. Yeah, but like let's say like your little protection stabilizers have, but they've been blown off, right? So you know now If you
it's well difficult to drive a helicopter. Like you have to use like both hands and your feet. It's like drumming.
Really?
You don't do it like that. But yeah, you have to, like, one hand is like sort of up and down, one hand is sort of forward and backwards, and then your feet have to counteract it, otherwise you just spin around in a circle.
That's mental.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
I thought it'd just be a stick.
No, there's four of things.
Yeah, tricky, I suppose, stuff. Yeah, it would be.
Why did you think this? Did you ever...
Just because I was on an aeroplane and I was like, this shouldn't be flying. This shouldn't be a thing, it's too heavy.
Well, it's like, the ships that I work on, they're massive.
Like, I can understand that, though, because it's to do with like that.
Yeah, but they're metal, and they've got pubs in them, and casinos, and bars, I find it and more thousands confusing. Of people. Why don't they sink? They're made of metal, they're enormous.
A boat can float on water. Yeah. I find that more confusing than the fact that a plane can be lifted up into the sky.
These boats are so big that I've gone, if I haven't walked past a window, like, you can forget for days at a time that you're actually on a boat. It's like a floating village.
It's to do with, like, I mean, if you cut that bottle in half, like that, right?
Because
it's got air inside, you put that on water, it's going to float. And it would be the same if that was made out of metal.
If you put a bar and 3,000 people inside it, it's going
to
sink.
It would just be, it's just to do with the size of it, I think. Where's that cat gone?
She ran off with a guinea pig in his mouth.
Right. Yeah. But I find planes are much more confusing than boats. Anyway, let's move on because we don't know the answers to this. We probably need to do an aeroplane and boat special.
Okay, we could get a tiny plane and a tiny boat.
This isn't going to be the first question to Rick Witter, is it?
Do you think Rhys Kirkman, I bet he knows. Why don't you call him? We could try doing a call, like, live on air, because he'll be on summer holidays, won't he, from his, like...
Okay. Do you want to just pause this just while I...
Let's do a build-up. Like, we could do a drum roll, put in some kind of music in the background.
Whenever I see someone drumming now, I'm just going to go up to them and be like, you do know you could probably fly a helicopter if you wanted to. Sounds like a really weird chat-up line.
Yeah. Most of the drummers that I met, like, I wouldn't necessarily put them in a helicopter control scene.
What's that noise, Ian?
It's ringing.
Maybe we should really scare them and start screaming down.
All right, mate, it's me, Kev, and you're live on Breakfast Bad.
Very nice. How are you doing?
All right.
It's a bit early, isn't it?
Yeah. Owen's got a question for you, and we thought we might ask you.
We thought... Okay. We didn't want to anger you by getting something really wrong, so we've speculated about how planes fly, and we're just wondering, do you know how a plane flies?
Well, vaguely.
That's kind of what I said, isn't it?
Not really.
It's to do with thrust and drive, right?
Well, yes, I think you must get a higher pressure below the wing than you do above the wing, which forces the wing up into the lower pressure.
So does it not make any difference? Like, could you make an aeroplane as big as you wanted to? Could it be like a mile long? As long as you use the right physics, you could still make it fly?
I don't know. It might get a bit heavy.
Okay.
But I suppose...
I guess if you've got longer wings, then...
They make them pretty big, don't they?
Yeah, okay. And Steph had a question as well about boats.
Why don't boats sink?
because they are less dense than water.
Are they?
They're what?
Less dense.
Otherwise they would sink.
Oh.
So they displace an amount of water, and as long as they weigh less than the weight of the amount of water they displace, then they'll float.
Shit.
Oh.
Do you want to come and be, like, a regular on this? Because, like, that makes so much sense.
What were you talking about the other day? Something about space again.
How far away was the moon?
Fantastic. You kind of briefly discussed wormholes, but in the most vague way possible. You just went, yeah, well, this happens, and then the other one went, yeah, well, that's probably a wormhole, isn't it?
Yeah, so what you're saying is you're impressed with our scientific knowledge?
Oh yeah, it's fantastic.
We should
discuss magnets.
Magnets! Oh my god, we can do that thing!
Magnets!
Yeah, we'll do that.
As we all know, they are just magic. That works.
If any teaching positions in the science department come up for the new term, then you know to give us a shout, yeah?
Excellent. Cool.
Thanks, Rhys Kirkman.
All right, mate. I'll give you a call later.
My pleasure.
Cheers.
See you later.
Cheers. Bye.
That's good.
He don't know fuck all, does he?
That was informative. So we'll see. Like, I guess people will know now, because that's the kind of quality we can expect with the Rick Witter interview.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so nervous about the Rick Witter interview.
We're going to try and record it on three different ways. Because so I've got the, you know how sometimes you get that noise where a phone rings beep, near beep, a speaker. Beep, 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 beep. I worry that that's all.
Did you just have a stroke?
I mean, when we interview Rick Witter, like, are we going to be asking him things like how do planes fly, or are we going to talk about the '90s?
Oh, I don't want to talk about the '90s.
Are we? Is there going to become a point where we're going to address him as Rick, or is it always going to be Rick Witter?
Rick Witter.
Oh, God, what do you think about this, Rick Witter?
I think we should do that and see if he picks up on it.
He already probably thinks I'm a retard.
A retard.
What? The emphasis was all wrong.
The word was all wrong.
So do we need a new
section for this thing? Yeah. It's the game, it's
this
the
is
game.
A game. Yeah. This can be a new section.
Get game, game! Is there a jingle for games?
Yeah.
How does it go? One.
It's like the biggest jingle we've got.
Game, game, game! Oh, game. Stop playing games with my game, game.
What is
that
this?
One.
Yeah. This is the creepiest hand thing I've ever seen.
You can talk.
Oh, I had to do a photo shoot the other day for my music stuff, and I wore like a 3/4 length dress, and it just made my hands look even like some of the photos. I don't even know what I am.
I need
like,
to see those photos.
I'll show you them in a
do you
bit.
Look like a monster? Were,
yeah.
Have you got them on your phone?
And there was a I've got them on Dropbox somewhere. But there was also one where like I was a bridesmaid at a wedding, and we like me and my friend Ellen always do this like kind of thing. And literally, like...
Is it Gangnam Style?
Yeah, no, kind of.
West Side, that kind of thing.
No.
Like a rapper.
More like, I don't know, it's just more like a ghetto thing. But anyway, and my fingers were so long compared to everyone else's. It was really sick.
What are the terms for this game?
The terms are...
Any of them fish-flavoured?
No, they're all just, like, food-flavoured.
Okay.
Fish is a food.
No. I think they're all, like, sweet or, like, savoury.
Okay.
Still a fish thing. You need a pen.
Okay.
And some paper.
What, do we all need this? Or?
Well, yeah, because
basically we've got... Do the listeners back home need this?
No, because they can't taste the rock. can you smell? So, basically, lovely Ian Hambleton has brought us all back some rock from his recent trip to Hemsby, I believe.
Thanks, Ian.
And we're going to taste it, and we're going to guess what it is, and then we're going to record our findings... We might have to edit this if like we end up being really, really good at it.
I would say we end up being really, really sick.
Should we, like... Are we going to, like, pause it while we try and eat the rock?
So what we're going to do, we've got to try and guess the flavour.
Yeah. If you smell what the rock is cooking... Okay, so don't... Should we all do it secretly so we can't help each other? Should that be a thing?
It's going to take forever.
Ah!
I don't like it.
No, I don't.
No, I do like it. I don't know what that is.
No, I don't like it.
Why don't we just say what we think it is? I think that
this one does actually taste like fish.
If it's fish, I'm going to lose my shit.
it tastes
like chocolate and licorice.
It tastes like licorice to me, but not chocolate. It's definite, like amaretto. I don't know, like amaretto or something. It's really weird. I didn't like that.
Chocolate, coffee, licorice. Are we going to check them like one at a time now?
Yeah.
Should we just keep a tally of our scores?
Should we just do it all together then? You should rip that.
I'm going fish and chips.
Fish and chips?
You're an idiot.
I'm going amaretto.
I'm going chocolate, coffee, licorice.
You go on.
Da, da, da. Cookie dough.
Fuck off.
I must get half a point.
For what? Licorice? Nil.
Okay, next.
As well. The problem is, we're going to have to like cleanse our palate.
We need a spitter.
Is it this? We're going to take this tiny bit here.
I've still got loads in my mouth.
Well, spit it out.
Just tastes like rock. This is interesting.
It's not until you get that into the middle you get a taste.
It tastes like cleaning products.
Is that your answer?
I don't know what that is.
It's just rank.
Cheers, Ian.
I don't like that one.
I can't really taste anything.
No, I think that's just rock. It's not quite as sweet as rock.
It tastes like...
My senses aren't good.
So I'm gonna, it's something weird. I'm going to say pomegranate.
I'm going to go apple.
Apple? Doesn't taste like an apple. I'm only 10 points.
I'm going to go rhubarb.
Ooh, go on then. What's the answer?
Cream egg.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't taste like a cream egg.
I think we should only do two more.
I think we should get in touch and there should be a lawsuit.
Okay, we're going to do this one.
Yeah, big time.
Oh, I don't know. That one looks like it's got fish scales on it.
No, I know there's no fish.
Oh, you guys are just biting a little bit off. I'm going to eat nothing.
That's either...
It tastes the same as the last one.
Aniseed or Marmite.
Oh, it's not Marmite. That would be amazing. It's quite... Yeah, it tastes like a Sambuca.
Mm. It does, actually. So some kind of aniseed.
I'm going to go actual Sambuca.
I'm going to go...
I'm going to go aniseed.
If you're saying aniseed, what was the first one I said?
Aniseed.
Aniseed.
You can both have aniseed.
Yeah.
Pims.
Licorice all sorts.
Oh, no, aniseed. I can taste it.
That's aniseed. That's aniseed.
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
Right, one
so
more.
Can we confirm none of us have got any points?
Yeah, none of us have got any points.
Right, should we just do a different one for the last one?
Oh, okay, that would have been a much better idea. I'm going to go... I don't know, you pick yours first.
I'm going to go this funny purple one.
Okay.
No, yeah.
I'm going to go over this pink one.
I still got like half the licorice one on that. No, I don't know. That one's definitely peppermint.
I love peppermint.
Yeah. That's like your standard Blackpool Rock. That's definitely peppermint, I can tell you that.
This tastes like bubblegum or some kind of sweet thing.
It's taking me too long to chew the last one.
Which is... I know
candy floss.
Oh. I think mine might be... Even though it's that, it's got a chocolatey sort of flavour to it. It might be like Christmas cake.
What are you going to go with? I wish I'd had this one.
Chocolate?
Hot chocolate.
Yes!
There you go.
Got one right.
I'm going to try a bit of this now, just for...
Come on, Owen.
That one's well nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what one was. It just standard rock.
This one? No. Which one do you go for?
I went for that one.
Popcorn.
Popcorn? Not standard rock.
The other ones were peanut butter. Oh, what? This one.
Jesus Christ.
I'll try to size up peanut butter.
Does it?
This one was world famous pink mint. So yeah, kind of pepperminty. This one was Marmite. There's a Marmite one.
No way. Whoa. Let me try it.
Just a little one. Oh, I feel sick.
I feel sick.
I'm not really a sweet person.
I still haven't finished chewing the first one out of my mouth. I've just got a big blob.
between bits of rock, I've been eating like cookies and stuff to cleanse my palate.
Doesn't taste like Marmite, does it? It kind of tastes like all the other rock.
The big red one was some kind of berry.
Harsh.
Berry.
I feel really sick now.
I think we've learnt a lesson. We've all got rubbish taste.
So I think I won the game 1-0.
I think you did.
Well, I knew about the pink one. I didn't even have to eat it.
Okay, 1-0.
Don't look at you said peppermint, and that said, like...
At least peppermint. Let's wrap this up. I need to go and lie down.
Okay, I've got a question about bees, though.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Daisy got stung by a bee the other day.
Oh, that's mean.
No, it was horrible. You know bees, when they sting someone, like
they die.
Do they know they're going to die? So is that why they're sort of not as nasty as wasps?
Probably.
Maybe.
Cool, moving on.
Well, it'd be a pretty shit surprise if like they didn't. It was like, that got rid of that thing that was going to kill me, now I can enjoy the rest of my... Oh.
Yeah.
Poor things.
I think so. I learned the other day that wasps chew wood. Like, because they go back and make it into nests. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, if you have, like, you know, like pub tables, they often have these, like, little ingrained scratching stuff. It's usually wasps.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I know.
So nothing those little pricks won't do.
It's nothing sacred.
Pub tables.
What about... Because you get them killer bees, don't you, that when one of them does a sting, it gives off, like, a distress signal.
That's what
the whole swarm...
That's what wasps do. Wasps do that.
Yeah, but you know when you, like, try and bat a wasp and you miss it, like, it sends out, like, a pheromone thing.
Or if you put them under a cup or something like that.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or wasps,
yeah. Idiots.
I've never seen a swarm of wasps.
I don't think it comes as a swarm.
No, they don't come as a swarm.
Okay, well, it's different.
You've seen more than
in
one.
In that case, it's different to my killer bee story because they come as a swarm, don't they?
Well, you know, like I know a little bit about the bee thing. You know, when it stings, yeah. then it's going to die. Like the reason like, it does it is because they, if it's for the good of their community or society or their species, that's what they'll do. So, like, it might sting someone to protect
the queen.
Yeah, or
do
like
bees have queens. Queen bee. I was thinking it was just wasps.
Do you get queen wasps?
Yeah, they're like the really, really big ones, right?
I don't know anything about queen wasps. They don't make honey though, do they?
Wasps?
No.
They pollinate though.
They just make trouble, don't they?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Right, should we do some rapping?
Stuff. Motherfucking stuff.
You just aged about 10 years.
That out.
You were literally doing the vocal version of me putting on that baseball cap back to front.
Some of my mum and dad watched a bit of Catherine Tate and had the like whatever like, and they do that all the time. No one does that. It's not funny.
What's up?
Oh, you did that the other day, didn't you? Yeah. A little part of me died.
Okay, there's a premiere in opening the Hitchin, and it's my birthday soon.
Look, we just said we were going to say goodbye.
Yeah, I know. And
even address that.
I know, sorry. We'll say goodbye in a minute.
Yeah.
There's a premiere in opening the Hitchin, right? And it's £40 for a room, double, right? Okay. But they have...
Why are you telling me this?
Right, because...
You could just say it was
it's my birthday coming up, right?
And all right.
They have... they have...
I was just going to get you a card and a box of multi-pack of cereal.
Better than last year.
Rude. I got you a present last year.
Your door just went.
Nah.
No need to sing it, Steph.
The phone is ringing.
The phone will be right there.
What's going to work? Teamwork.
I just leave.
Right, so, premier in. I'm thinking, for my birthday, we book 4 double rooms, right?
You know that Steph's in London and I'm gigging, right?
It's Bullstock.
It's like in a week's time. This isn't enough notice.
I'm talking about like maybe do it like a couple of days before or something.
Oh, okay.
So we book 4 double rooms, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, what happens is we all go there. We all have a massive party in one of those rooms. Right?
Yeah.
So you paid for 4 double rooms.
Actually, not mine.
Right. So you have a massive party in one, and they have a price refund guarantee if you don't get a good night's sleep. So the people that book out the 3 other double rooms go down in the morning, complain there was loads of noise coming from room A. So we get, 3 refunds on 3 of the rooms.
But do you not think they'll just come up, when actual people do complain that we're having a party and kick us all out? Unless we book out the whole thing.
And then reclaim for all of the rooms apart from one.
Yeah, every other room have a party.
So we could book a floor.
Yeah, maybe.
This is, actually a really good idea.
Really?
This is the most, innovative thing you've ever done. You swindler.
Yeah.
I think it could work.
Yeah, I think it could.
Hopefully they won't be aware of this.
So who's going to be in the rooms? Because I'll get stressed out about it. I need to plan.
Well, me and you'll be in one.
He's already stressed.
Lucy and Louise. They're going to share. Bring Tom and Daisy along.
Well, no, they won't get any sleep.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll book them all tomorrow, right?
Okay, do it.
Cool.
Good. So any of our listeners, if they want to be in on this scam...
It's probably going
to
be like maybe the... maybe the 10th of September.
Okay.
It's a Thursday.
Okay, what you can do about... Is it going to be like post-open mic?
I haven't thought that far ahead.
There's someone ringing there saying, I'm at your door. The phone is ringing.
Should we say goodbye?
Okay. Yeah. No, there's more stuff to say, isn't there?
Yeah, say it.
I can't remember what it was.
We're doing a Bullstock one-off. Well, we can do 2, with the rhythm. So we'll do one before and then one.
Yeah, Bullstock's festival happening in Bulldog in September, just before
that
my birthday
weekend.
Yeah, so we're going to do a preview show and some interviews and stuff for an aftermath show. Aftermath. Is that the right term? Probably. Also, there's going
to
be
I don't know if we need to talk about this now, but I've just realised there's a bit of an issue with that. I think we're going to have to record it at approximately 2 o'clock in the morning because I'm racking off to Sweden and Finland the next day.
How long for?
2 weeks.
Really?
2 weeks?
2 weeks?
We weren't consulted about this.
What, 2 weeks? What, from September the 12th?
From September the 14th.
Yeah, 14th to 15th.
Jesus Christ.
It's a long time.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. Probably just go for tea and stuff.
Come out for a sale.
Watch Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, we haven't done that yet, have we?
No.
Yeah, we'll come out.
Okay. I don't know if our listeners need to know that, but...
Yeah. Are you secretly hoping that they don't know that and then be like, no? don't go.
Yeah. Sign a petition. Like, we'll give you the money that you would have got if you'd have gone away. Stay here.
Okay, mate. We get all this money back from Premier Inn. Can you stay?
Done. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's going to be a Ballstock special aftermath show, and I mean, you're going to try and put together some sort of. We're going to put together some sort of best of series one.
Yeah.
So you've got stuff to keep you ticking over through the next few weeks.
Do you know what we should do? We should all create like our own little best of and release like three. Oh no, because they'll probably all be the same bits.
Yeah. We should do one just with all the swears. With all your swears.
Rude.
Cool. Okay, that's it. Like, find us an audio boom, email the show, like you'd have
to. So we won't be back till like October. We should probably.
There'll be stuff there though, won't there? Stuff there.
If you have any ideas for like new sections and stuff for our new format,
any ideas how we can like I don't know
make it better,
make some money?
Yeah, we want to make some money. Yeah.
So legitimately,
we've done this for free so far. We don't want to turn it into an audio book. We should just turn it into an audio book.
What's people an audio
have to,
book?
Just means people have to pay to download it.
Okay. Yeah, if you don't.
I reckon that might affect our numbers.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. See you soon.
Bye.